This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Cambodia for a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and also on the sidelines of that, a meeting with the Cambodian Prime Minister. In remarks at the opening of the ASEAN meeting, President Biden said the U.S. has launched a new partnership with Indo-Pacific leaders to help create stability and freedom.
ASEAN is the heart of my administration's Indo-Pacific strategy. And we continue to strengthen our commitment to work in lockstep with an empowered, unified ASEAN. Today, we take another critical step, beginning a new era in our cooperation.
Meanwhile, back in Egypt, Sharm el-Sheikh, to be exact, John Kerry, the U.S. climate envoy, has stayed on at the COP27 climate conference, which President Biden attended on Friday. Kerry said President Biden is committed to helping solve the climate crisis.
There's clearly a lot of work still to be done. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that a bit. But we are genuinely making really good progress. And I'm excited about what this COP is accomplishing.
That's John Kerry speaking at the COP27 conference in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The Ethiopian government and Tigrayan forces on Saturday signed an agreement laying out the roadmap for implementation of a peace deal that both sides reached in South Africa this month. Representatives from the Ethiopian government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, have been meeting in Nairobi since Monday to reach agreement on various aspects of the peace pact. Saturday's declaration is expected to boost efforts by the African Union to resolve a two-year conflict that has killed thousands of people.